Kingi Smiler chairs the Wairarapa Moana Incorporation. Kingi is one of our senior thinkers and leaders in the agribusiness space and just stepped down as the long-time chair of Midaka. But Wairarapa Moana Inc. were one of only five non-government organisations selected to speak directly to Geneva-based UN diplomats last week on our country's human rights record, where they criticised the government for stopping the return of lands at Pauākani to Wairarapa Māori by the Waitangi Tribunal. And the chair of Wairarapa Moana is Kingi Smiler. Te tuakana, tēnā koe, Kingi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Morena.
Thank you for joining us. What did the statement from Wairarapa Moana entail?
Well, it was a statement really about the government's record and how they prevented Wairarapa Moana from receiving a report from the Waitangi Tribunal to rule on the return of land to Wairarapa Moana Māori, and instead passed legislation to prevent that happening. And so that's hence why we've gone to the United Nations to say that, you know, our government say that everyone should follow the rule of law, except they make special rules for themselves when it suits them. So we're very disappointed, and we think it's appropriate that the New Zealand record should be scrutinised by the UN and the international conventions on fairness to Indigenous peoples and to our basic human rights.
What sort of explanation was furnished for that governmental position on this matter?
There was none. They simply said, the tribunal said that the settlement that they agreed to, that the Wairarapa tribe specifically did not have a mandate to settle our specific claim. And they instead disagreed with that and just went ahead and passed legislation to prevent us from having the Waitangi Tribunal hearings continued after having received from the Supreme Court a ruling by the Supreme Court itself that there was a case to answer and that it should be referred back to the Waitangi Tribunal. So they've also ignored what was said at in the Supreme Court that said that they had a case to answer and that the Waitangi Tribunal should continue with the proceedings.
It's amazing, Kingi. You know, I know you joined the kaupapa because you wanted to tautoko our people and to set a stage for our mokopuna. That seems to be the driver for most Māori in business and in administrative roles. But, you know, the way you talk, the complexities of governmental policy of Supreme Courts, how they might differ from the Waitangi Tribunal and now to an international fora, it's like, you know, you've got to have a legal degree and a master's in business to even play ball here as a tribal leader in business. It's very complex, is it not?
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's extremely difficult to navigate. The Crown have all the resources and the pūtea, and they have dragged out these processes over the last, you know, 50 years of settlement. And it certainly takes a lot for us to navigate through all these complexities, and I'm just pleased that the Wairarapa Moana shareholders and the owners, and that we have a really good team that are resolute and being seeking justice for our people, and we'll continue to do that.
Tēnā koe. Did you physically attend the hui in Geneva, or was that...
No, I was unable, but Sonia Remini, one of our committee members, Sonia, who's also the iwi chair of Rangi Tāne Tūmairā Trust, as well as a committee member for Wairarapa Moana, she was a fantastic representative for us, and so she went to Geneva, and she's actually now just flying on way back. And so she was talking to the UN and the diplomats and making clear and getting support for the resolutions that we've put before the UN. And we're hoping that we get a strong support from the UN and hold our country to account, which will happen later this year, on their human rights and Indigenous rights record, and ask them to, you know, explain themselves as to why they would do this.
It should be a source of embarrassment then, should it not, to our nation, that those who are so removed physically from Aotearoa are looking at the models that are being used here and making comment. Do they have any binding tools, the UN? Because I've noticed before with criticism from special rapporteurs that our country conveniently ignores directives from the UN. What sort of teeth does the organisation have in so far as matters here in our country?
Yes, so that's right. It is very difficult. But certainly, the government certainly don't like these negative reports, you know, and despite that they might not do something, it certainly holds them up, and it's very difficult for them to respond on in an international forum when they, in fact, don't follow the rules of law of their own country. So I think it's a good thing for that, and we're hoping that in time and that their behaviour will change and that we'll see an appropriate resolution to this matter. And from time to time that happened. I mean, it was the seabed and foreshore was a similar situation, and we did see eventually in a different format people being happy with being able to claim their rights under the new Marine Act. And so that was a consequence of the seabed and foreshore that went to the international forum. So changes can occur. It just takes a long time. And we're seeking support. And the other positive thing on our claim at the moment is the iwi chairs have also endorsed this action against the government.
Yeah, tēnā, which is a pātai I was going to pose to you. Can we touch on that support for the case against the Crown from the iwi chairs at Waitangi? Did they just collectively say, oh, good luck to you, Kingi, go out and bat, we support you, or is there something more concrete that the iwi leaders or iwi chairs forum can provide to Wairarapa Moana at this time?
Well, if you look at, yes, exactly, and well, if you look at the current thing where the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi are wanting to be put up by the government, and more specifically the ACT Party, I think that's another reason for Māori and the iwi chairs to understand that these matters are extremely serious, and it's important that collectively we support each other because they continue to diminish our rights at every turn. This, you know, that's been our history, and those actions by the government being taken to review the treaty principles, for example, is just another example of their record of trying to diminish our rights as Indigenous people and not being held to account.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks for shedding some light on that for our listeners, Kingi. Look, I'd like to also acknowledge the mahi that you've done with Miraka. I notice you've stepped aside there as of a couple of weeks ago as the founding chair. But it's been a remarkable story, the success of Miraka. And sadly, in our country, good news doesn't normally make it to the front pages of mainstream media Māori, or Māori good news I'm getting at here. But Miraka stands out as a kaupapa that others could emulate. What was the most satisfying aspect of your mahi as the chair? And I noticed that you'd hit the maximum term under the company's constitution as the chair, but you must look back on your mahi there with some satisfaction. What stands out for you, Kingi?
Yeah, no, it was very fun. Well, it was just great that we were able to generate enough strong support and actually create a business against, you know, the most dominant competitor in the industry, and to be successful in doing that. And we certainly got a lot of strong support from our partners in the business, and we're certainly pleased about how we're, you know, against all the odds, able to create that successfully and continue to compete in an international global program. And we're very pleased that that will continue.
And what would you say of the need for more of our people to be willing to understand the complex nature of New Zealand agribusiness and to assume prominent roles or portfolios as you have? You know, you step aside, what would you say of the succession plans or talent emerging to support these type of agribusiness initiatives, Kingi?
Yeah, well, I think we're seeing that coming through now, and you know, the Ahu Whenua competition has highlighted a lot of that, and we're developing now. There are younger leaders now coming through, and now there's an opportunity for them to step up, and I think that that will continue to grow and get stronger for the next generation, and I see that happening, and in the forum, they're becoming much more active.
Really neat to talk with you, Kingi. Thanks very much. I appreciate you spending time with us and talking about agribusiness. It's an important part of our development going forward, and let's hope we can get some traction about this distorted situation with Wairarapa Moana. E te rangatira, nei rata mihi ka koe, and all the best. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Kingi.
Okay, nā mihi, kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Kingi Smiler, one of our most prominent agribusiness leaders.